wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Dr. David Oyedebo, the presiding bishop of Winners Chapel International, to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppression of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet.
Hallelujah. Shall we hold it to our hands to God and give Him all the glory tonight? This is the first night that God is said to change your story. Lift up your voice and give Him all the glory. Let's celebrate Him, magnify His name for answers to all our prayers tonight, for what God is said to do this much. As we begin to camp with Him tonight, Lord, we thank You, we give You all the praise. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You, Lord, for Your mighty hand that has brought us to this month of haste. We give You all the glory. Thank You, Lord Jesus. We bless Your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Father, we thank You again tonight. We give You all the glory for this first day. Lord, we return all the glory back to You. And Lord, Father, tonight we ask, Lord, that You begin with us as You release Your word afresh to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that tonight You will send Your words to us afresh. Empower us by Your word to fight the good fight of faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we decree that this month everyone shall return with testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayer. Amen and amen. Please give God a big hand of praise and you may please be seated. Tonight, I'd like to appreciate God for this awesome privilege to bring us the word of God on this first day of our week of spiritual infancy. And I believe that this month, you will win in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It does not matter how long the battle has been there. By the power of faith, you are coming out victorious in the name of Jesus Christ. Our prophetic focus for the month of March 2020 is fight the good fight of faith. Tell your neighbor, fight the good fight of faith. So from that prophetic focus, we can see that there is a fight that we must fight. And the good thing about it is a good fight. Because when you fight with faith, you are guaranteed victory even before you begin. Praise the Lord. And that's why I know all through this month, you shall be victorious in the name of Jesus Christ. Our teaching series for our midweek service is understanding how to build your faith for a fight. And tonight we are looking at part 1A. Understanding how to build your faith for a fight. Now, you can see from that title also the word fight. So, I believe this month we are ready for a fight. Hallelujah. So, what we need to understand how to build your faith, our faith, for that fight. And I know that this month your faith will not fail in the name of Jesus Christ. We need to understand that the battles of life are not scheduled. So there is no time to be, it's not like a boxing that, okay, they fix a fight between one person and another person so that they can prepare for that day. The battle of life, they are not timetable. So they happen anytime. And that is why we must always live ready. Praise the Lord. So at any point in time, we must be ready. And I pray that all through this month and beyond, you will not faint in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, quickly, we need to understand that faith grows by the word of God. Remember what we are looking at, the house to build our faith. So, faith grows by the word. And not only that, faith has unlimited capacity for growth. So, which means that your faith can grow and continue to grow and grow and grow. Praise the Lord. So, there is no end to the level of growth of your faith. And I want you to know that the reason why we are where we are is because of the level of our faith. So if you want to change level, then your faith also must move to the next level. Praise the Lord. Just like somebody said, for every next level, there is a next devil. Praise the Lord. So for you to move to the next level, then the level of your faith must grow to that level. So that is why the subject of building our faith is very, very important. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I pray as you continue to hear the word of God, your faith will continue to grow in the name of Jesus Christ. And also, faith also grows by prayer. That is another way by which faith grows. Faith grows by prayer. What do we mean? Praying access to the light of His word. What we are saying that you pray for access to the light that is in the word. Because revelation, faith is a function of your revelation. So in order to get revelation of the word of God, you need to pray for access to light. In Psalm 119 verse 18, David prayed that prayer and said, open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Praise the Lord. So we pray that God to open our eyes to see. Just like Jeremiah says, call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Now, the truth of the matter is, you don't doubt what you see. Praise the Lord. When you are in light, you are confident. When you can see the light from the word of God, there is no doubt in you. You are able to face any battle. Your faith comes alive. And I pray that shall be our experience in the name of Jesus Christ. And also we need to know that when prayer is garnished with fasting, the light becomes more intense. So we are not just praying, but our prayer must be garnished with fasting. Just like we are doing these 3 days. We are praying and we are fasting. And according to scripture, Isaiah 58 verse 6, God has ordained fasting for this purpose. If you look at verse 8a, Bible says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Every time we are engaged in prayer and fasting, we have access to the light of the world. And also, if you look at verse 10b, it says, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as noonday. So that is why we must take advantage of this season and be asking God to show us light in any area that we are being challenged. Praise the Lord. Because that will be the solution to any issue of a concern to us. As long as we see light, then we become overcomer in that area. And I want us to know also, light is a major product of prayer and fasting. So we must take advantage of prayer and fasting to get access to light. If you are praying, pray for light. Just like the psalm says, open my eyes to see. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The reason why you are in that situation is because you cannot see. The moment God can open your eyes, God gives you a revelation concerning that situation, that is the end of that situation. And I pray this evening, God will open your eyes to see in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, when we are talking about building our faith, to build our faith means to make it become stronger or more intense. Remember, Bible talking about Abraham. Bible said, Abraham, he was strong in faith. So our level of faith must continue to get stronger and stronger by the day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, why do we need to build our faith? The more you build your faith, the stronger it becomes for the battle. The more you build your faith, the stronger it becomes for the battle. Remember, we are talking about the battle. So that is something that must come to our consciousness. There is the battle. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you are not preparing, if you are not ready for battle, then the devil will take advantage of you. But that will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. So if you don't want to be a victim or circumstance or situation, then you must build your faith for the battle. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 10. Bible says, in thy faith in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. He said, if thou faith in the day, there is a day of adversity. Just like I said at the beginning, you don't know the time. It's not programmed. It's not scheduled. You don't know. But there is a day of adversity. So if you faint on that day, it means your strength is small. And I want you to understand there is no challenge that will come our way that we don't have the ability to overcome. Praise the Lord. But it is our responsibility to build our faith to match whatever battle that may be coming our way. And I pray that your faith will continue to grow exceedingly in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, we need to know that faith is the most valuable asset of every child of God after salvation. That is the most valuable asset you have. That is why we call it the walk of faith. Praise the Lord. So we are in a journey of faith. Anyone that will walk with God must be a man, a woman of faith. So that is why faith is very valuable. Also, faith is the spiritual art of every believer. Faith is the spiritual art of every believer. That's why somebody said, faith failure is worse than heart failure. So our faith is very, very vital to our existence as Christians. Bishop also said, you have not failed until your faith fails. Hallelujah. So just to let us understand the importance of faith so that we can commit to building our faith. The same way you look after your heart, because once the heart packs up, that is the end. There is no replacement for the heart. Praise the Lord. You know, unlike when you have kidney, you can have kidney transplants. Because maybe you have two, somebody can give you one. But the heart is only one. Praise the Lord. So you can only have heart transplant when the other person is dead. So that is why also for us, faith is vital. It's our heartbeat that we must take care of. Praise the Lord. And I pray God will grant more understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, we need to understand that what the devil targets is your faith. Because he knows that you are unstoppable with faith. Praise the Lord. You may not have the money in your pocket, but when you have faith, you have more than what money can achieve. Praise the Lord. So that is why I believe Jesus prayed for Peter in Luke chapter 22, verse 31. Bible says, and the Lord said unto Simon, 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 behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Verse 32, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou convertest, strengthen thy brethren. So Jesus prayed for him, and he prayed especially for his faith not to fail. And I pray for you this evening, your faith will not fail in the name of Jesus Christ. So in other words, faith is the major weapon to defeat our enemy in any battle of life. Faith, that is the major, is the principal weapon to defeat our enemy in any battle of life. We read shortly in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16, say, above all, say, taking the shield of faith, that is one major instrument that the devil cannot overcome. Praise the Lord. And I pray your faith shall continue to be stronger and stronger in the name of Jesus Christ. The stronger your faith, the sweeter your victory. The more than conqueror you are. That is what we are saying. Hallelujah. Now, quickly tonight, how does faith grow? Specifically, we want to look at 2 points tonight, how faith grows. Number one, faith grows by hearing and understanding the word of God. Praise the Lord. Faith grows by what? By hearing and understanding the word of God. Now, our challenge is not about hearing, but understanding the word. There is a difference between hearing and understanding. Praise the Lord. Until you understand, you have not heard the word of God. It is your understanding that delivers the power the word of God carries. Praise the Lord. In the book of Acts chapter 8, if you read verse 30 to 37, we know the story of this man that was coming from Jerusalem and he was reading the scripture, but he did not understand what he was reading until Philip came and helped his understanding. The moment he understood what he was reading, faith came alive. It was written, it was literate. So it's not about being literate, not knowing how to read or hear it. But the most important thing that makes your faith to grow is what you understand. Praise the Lord. And I pray God will grant us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. So the word that built your faith must enter into your spirit. Praise the Lord. If it's to be, if we are to be left with what we are hearing, by now our faith should have gone far. But it's not about hearing, it's not about reading. But it's about understanding what you are reading. It's about understanding what you are hearing. That is what builds your faith. Praise the Lord. So it's about building block on block. As you are hearing, ensure you have understanding. that is most important. Praise the Lord. Because without understanding, there cannot be faith. Until you understand the word of God, that is where faith comes alive. Hallelujah. I pray that even tonight, God will grant more understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, faith grows by meditating on the word. Faith grows by meditating on the word. Because meditation boosts spiritual understanding. So while we are doing meditation, it's for us to increase, to enhance our understanding, especially talking about spiritual understanding. And I believe last week we were told about meditation as well. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, Paul speaking there to Timothy, said, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." Now, in verse 15, he said, "Meditate upon these things. Give thyself only to them, that their profiting may appear to all." Praise the Lord. Now, it was talking about giving attendance to reading, to exhortation. But not just only that, but meditate upon these things. Now, meditation is all about thinking about the word. Praise the Lord. It's about brooding about the word. When you hear the word of God, you don't just leave it like that. You go back and begin to brood about, think about it. That is the point of incubation. That is when the Holy Ghost begins to give you the right interpretation as it applies to you. Now, listen to this. When we are hearing the word of God, we are many that hear the word. But our situations are different from one to another. Praise the Lord. But when you now sit back and you begin to meditate, that is when the Holy Spirit begins to give you your own personal interpretation of the word. Praise the Lord. If you don't meditate, you may not get anything out of it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the word of God is raw. It's raw. It's like when we have crude oil or raw gold, that it needs to be processed, refined before you begin to get all the products that you have from it. So meditation is a process of processing the word of God so that you can get the best out of it. And that's what I say, so that your profiting may appear to all. Now the word of God is profitable. But if you don't meditate, you cannot assess the profit that is therein. Praise the Lord. So we must cultivate an habit and heart of meditation. Praise the Lord. And that is why I tell you, you can be reading a scripture, one verse, and you'll be there 30 minutes. You are still breathing upon it. And that is when God begins to minister to you. That's when God begins to show you things. Hallelujah. And when you see this thing, it empowers you. It gives you confidence. Praise the Lord. It gives you an assurance that the situation is settled. Praise the Lord. So what the people of the world, what they do, you have people they call motivational speaker. That is what they do. They try to psych people up to face challenges. They call them, they begin to say something that they can build them up, confident to face the situation. Praise the Lord. So that is the same thing we assess in the world when we begin to meditate in the word of God. The Holy Spirit begin to minister to you. Begin to open your eyes to see the situation as very little. Just like God said on Sunday, that we must be lead to every challenge. And that is what happens when you begin to meditate. The Holy Spirit makes you to see that that situation is nothing. And that is how you can come out and begin to make the declaration of faith. And I pray tonight, God will open your eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. The book of Psalm 119, verse 97 to 100, David also said that it is my meditation all the day. He's talking about the word of God. All the day. Let it be wherever you are finding. Let the word of God be coming in your mind and be thinking about it. God will grant more understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, quickly, the faith that works must be. There's something that you need to take note for the faith that must work. Does it mean there's some faith that doesn't work? A lot of people claim they have faith, but it's not faith. Because faith without work is what? It's fake. So, faith that must work must be, one, personally built faith. The faith that will work for you must be all personally built faith. Hallelujah. So building your faith is an individual task. It cannot be delegated, or you cannot appropriate someone else's faith. No matter how close you are. That they say in my place that in Dagobaba Kugomola, the faith of a father does not save the one of the child. No. You can't say that my husband has faith, then so I'm fine. No, it doesn't cover you. You have to build the faith that will work for you must be the one you build personally. Praise the Lord. In Hebrews, in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, Bible says, behold, a soul which is seated on is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. So it's not just by faith, it's by his faith. So personalize it. So the just, and every one of us, we are the just, but the just will live by his faith. And that is why we're talking about faith, that it is important to our living as Christians. So if you have to live, you must live by faith. And it has to be your faith. Now, thank God for the revelation we get from the altar for God's servant. But apart from that, you need to go and build your own faith. Praise the Lord. Now, that is why it is strangers for you to be following somebody without you seeing the front. Now, if I'm driving now and I don't have the headlight and I'm following somebody's light, I will be very, very cautious. Praise the Lord. So I won't be free to drive the way I like. But when I have my own light, I can go at any length. So if the person is slowing down, you can't overtake the person because you depend on his light to move. So you'll be stuck. So that is the same thing in life. If you are relying on somebody else's faith, it cannot work for you. So that is why the faith that works must be one that is personally being. I pray that God will understand the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, the faith that must work must be revelational built faith. It must be built on revelation. Now, this is what the Bible talks about in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Any faith that is not anchored on any scripture is fake. So your faith must be based on what God has revealed to you. It's a proof that you have that this is what God has revealed to me. Praise the Lord. So if you are waiting, then you have something you hold in your hand as evidence. There is a revelation that God has revealed to you. And because it's based on the revelation of the word, it can stand the test of time. Praise the Lord. Because it's revealed to you in the word. And the word of God cannot fail. Even if everything around you is failing, if everything is falling, but because your faith is based on the revelation of the word, you will still stand. Praise the Lord. That is the kind of faith that works. And I pray God will give you understand the name of Jesus Christ. Because it is difficult to doubt what you see. God has revealed it to you. You've seen it. Praise the Lord. John like us will always say, when he saw that scripture, that God took his infirmity. He saw it, it was like a fevered thing, that it was like he was carrying something on his head and Jesus took it. So it is difficult for him to be sick or to see himself sick because it was revealed to him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that is the kind of faith that works for us. So don't just say I have faith. Most of the time we talk about faith is just mental assent that I believe is in the world. No, but it has been something that God has revealed to you. No matter who is telling you something contrary, you say no. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember when God told him about starting the ministry, he said he went to a man of God respected and he told him, God spoke to me about this and that. But he said, no, you have not heard God. But he said, no, I know that I had God. If I pretend, then I will not succeed in anything I do. He was so convinced about what God has revealed to him. So that is the kind of faith that was. And I pray that God will continue to give us more revelation in the name of Jesus Christ. And lastly tonight, what is unique about Bible faith? Quickly, we look at three things. What are the uniqueness about Bible faith? Number one, Bible faith is of the heart, not of the head. Is of the heart. It's not of the head. Bible faith is of the heart and not of the head. Number two, Bible faith taps into the power of God for our desired turnaround. So it's not in your power. You are tapping into the power of the Almighty because faith brings you to the class of God. Remember I'm saying, with God all things are possible. And also for everyone that believes, all things are possible. So the Bible faith makes you to tap into the power of the Almighty for your desire to turn around. And lastly, Bible faith establishes our active partnership with the invisible, thereby empowering us to do the impossible. Bible faith establishes our active partnership with the invisible, thereby empowering us to do the impossible. And I pray as we continue in this journey, your faith will continue to grow in the name of Jesus Christ. Your faith will not fail. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like us to rise on our feet and lift up our voice and ask God to help us to build our faith, that our faith will not fail. Lift up your voice and pray tonight. Father, help us to build our faith. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Now, quickly tonight, you are here tonight. There is no assumption. You are not born again. There is no way your faith can grow. Praise the Lord. So please, if you are here tonight, I'd like you to lift up your right hand to God and say this prayer after me. If you are ready to give your life to Jesus Christ, say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I have come to you tonight. I am a sinner. Forgive me my sin. Wash me with your precious blood. Tonight, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Is anyone here tonight that prayed that prayer? You want to give your life to Jesus Christ? You prayed that prayer? Anyone in the house? Hallelujah. Give God a big hand of praise as we receive God's servant.
If you are blessed, you will make it bigger for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You will fight to win. I say you will fight to win. Until you fight, you cannot celebrate. Because whatever you have is under threat. So you must believe God this season that you will fight until you receive victory. Please be seated while we prepare to take the communion. There's this special three things I want you to know for about this battle. It's a must. You will fight, sir. Like we were told, understanding how to build our faith for to fight. You are building a faith. You don't have a cupboard for faith. You build the faith to fight. By the inspiration of the Almighty, take note of this, that there are weapons in this battle. If you don't go with your weapon, you will be injured. What are the weapons? The Bible mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4. It said, for our weapons are not carnal. It said, they are mighty to God, to the pulling down of strong oaths. Verse 5 said, casting down evil imagination. So that is our weapon. Anyone that goes to buy weapon on the day of battle is not ready for battle. A lot of people want emergency approach to issues of life. It doesn't work that way. Build your faith. God knows what is ahead. That is why he's emphasizing now, build your faith. When your faith is not built, you will return injured. You will not return injured. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number two, you must take note about this fight. Is that there is a location for the fight. The best place a lion will fight is in the jungle, not in the city. Because you can run into any house and close the door. The best place that you will see fish perform is in the water. Take it out of the water, you see how useless the fish can be. I saw a documentary some time ago of how a vulture and a snake were fighting. They were on the ground. The snake was misbehaving, doing things, and this one managed to pick the snake and took it up there. The snake was useless up there. There is a place for the fight. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Operate from there. Far above principalities and power. Operate from there. Don't do carnal fight. That is not necessary. You use your eye. You do it, and carry and roll the person. That is not the fight, sir. It's a spiritual battle for physical victory. Not battle, not victory assumed. It's a victory that must be ascertained. That is the fight we are fighting. So there is a location. Pick the devil to that location, you will mess him up. Seated with Christ, far above principalities. And then number three, take note of this. There is a trophy. That is a testimony. Everyone that dares to fight will return with a trophy. Everyone that dares to fight returns with a trophy. Returns with a trophy. If you refuse to fight, you'll be messed up. So we must fight this good fight, the fight of faith, to enjoy the trophy. You will be victorious this season. And finally, you must fight. It's a battle you must fight. What does that mean? Your enemy does not accept sorry. You can't tell the devil, sorry, I'm not doing again. You know, when you're fighting your friend, he puts your head here and he's hitting you seriously. you tap him and beg him, sorry. He asks you, he said, who is your father? I said, you are my father. And then, you, now that's a polite way of ending the fight. In the wrestling we have today, somehow the man taps the ground, he says, it's okay, I want to die, it's okay, leave me. And then the devil does not know that one. So, look at scripture. The Bible says, in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1, he said, when thou goest to battle, you know what when means? It's a certain you must fight. So when you are running away, it's easy to beat you than when you stand. It is better you confront it now. If you run away from it, it will keep following you. So stand and fight this good fight. And how do you do that? Build your faith. Someone said, you build your faith, you starve your doubt. Build your faith, starve your doubt. As you build your faith this season, you become victorious. Rise to your feet one more time and lift up your voice to heaven. Father, help me to fight to win this year. Help me. Every challenge of this year, I must become more than a conqueror. Help me to fight to win. By faith, help me to fight to win. Build my faith to the point of victory. This year, Lord, help me to fight. He said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, not if the enemy. There is always a time to fight. Lord, help me to fight. Help me to be able to confront that issue. The issue that is a challenge to me, to my family, to my business, to my career. Help me, Father. Engrace me. Engrace me. Can somebody ask for grace to be disciplined? To build faith, Lord, give me the grace to be disciplined. To build my faith, give me the grace. Lord, give me the grace to be disciplined. Disciplined enough to build my faith. Lord, engrace me to be studious. Give me the grace to be disciplined. Malosa tala brado sabelia. Eklose keteke laba. Eklose keteke lebrodosa. Give me the grace to be disciplined. Give me the grace to be disciplined. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Give me the grace. Give me the grace. Marosa tala bradosa. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Faith you don't build will die. A plant that does not grow is about to die. You need to water it steady. You know the reason why you are big the way you are big, sir, is food. You kept eating. If you stop eating, I don't know if you have seen that picture of one particular place where they were starved. And then they show one 8-year-old child lying down. And the child was looking like a baby. The reason why you are this big is food, physical food. Now, in the realm of the spirit, what will increase your size is the food of the spirit. So we must believe God to be properly fed. And as we are fed, exercise. Exercise. You think this is your stature? When you go for exercise, you will discover you can have a bros test. Hello? Now, in the realm of the spirit, we need to exercise ourselves. Build your faith. Build your faith. Concentrate on your spiritual life than you are on your physical. Praise the Lord. And I see God engracing someone to walk against every power of the wicked in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to ask for grace via the communion today. Lord, as I partake of the communion, Lord, let your grace, your fresh grace, the grace that helps to fight to win, let the same flow in my blood today. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, as I partake of this communion today, let whatever is not of you that operates in me, around me, Lord, let the same be flushed away. Let it be flushed away. Cause me to partake of your divine nature. Help me to partake of your divine nature by the blood. Lord, help me to partake of your divine nature by the blood of Jesus tonight. Help me to partake of your divine nature. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen, every believer knows what to do. If I give you a room, represent me, cancel the people that comes in here. You will cancel them. But the challenge is this. There is something that is stopping us from doing the right thing. May that satanic veil be destroyed. The grace to do what is right, what is demanded, not what is convenient. May the same be released unto every one of us. In the mighty name of Jesus. There is a level where your faith will grow, your challenge will vanish. I said there's a level where your faith will grow, your challenge will vanish. Some challenges you see today, you look for them, you won't see them anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus, this table is blessed. It will work wonders in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, the strength of Jesus to run well, receive now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
No doubt you have been empowered for all-round victory, exploit, and unquestionable dominion over all life challenges. The end has come to all struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimonies with us by calling us on 031-301-6266 or 074-575-9240. You can equally send us an email to wmadurban@yahoo.com. Best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at in Durban. Our services hold on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. for English and Zulu interpreted services, and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. God bless you.